Earlier today, in a Chicago courtroom, jurors heard opening statements in the trial of indicted political fundraiser Tony Rezko. Rezko is a fast food restaurateur and developer who was indicted on corruption and fraud charges. His trial is attracting national attention because of his connections to a number of prominent Illinois politicians, including Senator Barack Obama. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports.
Tony Rezko spent years weaving himself into the fabric of Illinois politics. He dealt in the currencies of access and influence, and over the years he threw money at dozens and dozens of politicians. Rezko now faces a slew of complicated federal charges connected to obscure state boards and alleged inside deals. So as they delivered their opening statement today, prosecutors boiled the allegations down to a single idea. Tony Rezko used his access and influence to break the law. The way they tell it, Rezko used his relationships with politicians to shake down people for millions of dollars.
I think because the indictment is just so broad, they really have to tell a story in a consistent and concrete way.
Patrick Deedy is a former federal prosecutor who's now a defense attorney and is following the trial. He says with complicated charges, like those against Rezko, it's easy for jurors to get lost.
But if they've got some broad overview, they'll be able to hopefully, for the government will hope that they'll be able to see, you know, how these different pieces of the puzzle fit together.
Prosecutors call Rezko, quote, the man behind the curtain pulling the strings. They say he worked with the government's star witness, a wheeler and dealer named Stuart Levine, and that the two men tag-teamed to manipulate state government and hit people up for cash. Just after lunch, Rezko's lawyers went to work, trying to poke holes in the government's story. They said Levine had a drug habit that cost $25,000 per month. Attorney Patrick Deedy says their goal was simple, discredit the man that prosecutors are using to connect the dots.
He's the one with the motive here. He's the one that's got the sweetheart deal. He's the one that has all these problems.
Deedy says one of the biggest questions on either side is how to treat Rezko's political connections, including his relationship with Barack Obama. While Obama is often a central figure in coverage of the trial, he's not implicated and is at most peripheral to the allegations.
The relationship between Rezko and Obama is completely irrelevant to this trial.
Jay Stewart runs a watchdog group called the Better Government Association and has followed Rezko for years, including his relationship with Obama.
They were friends. They socialized together at times.
Beyond that, it's well known that Obama bought a strip of land next to his house from Rezko, a deal he now calls boneheaded. Rezko was also a major donor who helped Obama launch his Senate run. But the context is that Rezko was a prolific political donor who piled money into over 70 different campaigns, including thousands to President George Bush and Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. Stewart says the awkward marriage of national attention and insider Illinois politics has obscured the public figure who's really at the center of the Rezko trial.
The politician in this trial who has a lot to lose and who's looming over this trial in reality is Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois.
Today, prosecutors mentioned Blagojevich more than a dozen times. They told jurors that when Rezko allegedly sold access, that access was to the governor and his top aides. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in Chicago.